That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
It's about damn time.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
I want my money's worth.
More questions.
Thought I told you hoes before.
Anyways, all right. I don't even start this. I really don't even want to start this because we did last week. It was such a great intro with the whole Edith Bunker thing, and we can't do that every week. But I wish we could.
Are you saying you want me to sing a rendition of a 70s sitcom TV theme?
No, no, I'm no. Not you don't want me to? That. No, because then people won't like it and they blame me because like, well, he's just doing it because Neri said to do it. So really, we gotta blame him. Like I don't, you don't.
Yeah, I mean that's probably gonna happen.
Yeah, most likely. I'm gonna get emails from my friends like, "Hey, dude, I'm not really a fan of the fucking like singing like the 70s. Like, I don't get it. Like I don't
get it. I'll do an 80s one if you want."
Nah. Once you've already done DeBarge, really, where do you go?
Where do you go from DeBarge? You can't. Up. You go up.
Where do you go from DeBarge? To the men's room or woman's room? I don't know.
You go to the family unisex bathroom.
Yeah. The pat room. All right. Thank you guys for checking out What's Up, Bro. This is this week's episode of Woo Bro. Episode 41. 41, son.
40. Okay.
I don't know. That's just the way I went with it. That's the way I felt inside.
That's the way the 41.
I got 41, son. What? Rip the 41. I don't know. So here's a glaring omission from last week's podcast that I had the news article up and everything.
You didn't say my name at all.
Oh, that's right.
41 episodes. He's already forgotten.
I apologize. So last week's episode, we forgot. I was talking about a story. It's Mike Mercadal. Everybody knows.
What's up,
everybody
bro?
Knows of the Mercadal.
The Mercadal.
The Mercadites, as you call them.
Yeah, the Mercadites.
You continue with the Mercadites thing. You're hoping one
eventually
day
it'll take off,
it's going to take off. Has anybody else called themselves a Mercadite? That's not family?
No. One of my friends at work, he's like, "I'm a Mercadite." And I was like, "Aw."
It's a dude, right?
He's slow.
Aw.
No, but he's a nice guy.
He needs a helmet.
But actually, no, he's
from the helmet
he's
department.
All right, you know,
he's from the helmet department of your job.
He's just fun. Because for a while, right? When I started doing these shows, all the bringer shows, that's who I attacked first. All the coworkers, man. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah, of course.
That's what you do. So then I had like the president, vice president of my fan club. But now, like,
the vice president of your fan club?
They have a president and vice president. There were these two guys, and they would always come out to the shows. They were great. David and Kevin, they were always hanging out. Real good guys.
Did they listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
Fuck them, man.
I don't know if they listen now, but they were always.
How can they not be the president and the vice president of the Mercadites?
They've since dropped out.
Yeah, they're like, "We're done. We're done. We thought
I'm doing my best to acquire new Mercadites." Yeah. That's all I'm doing.
All right. So, glaring omission to last week's podcast. I had the news article up and everything. It had just happened when we were taping last week's podcast.
I don't know.
It was I know you don't know what I'm talking about because
you omitted it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had just happened where the guy died after participating in a bug eating contest where he ate roaches.
What?
This dude in Florida.
Oh,
ate roaches.
Yeah.
Part of an exotic pet store contest to win a Burmese python. I want to say Burmese, but
to win a snake.
It's a snake. Yeah.
To win a snake, this guy ate a bunch of bugs.
Yeah, and he ate a bunch of bugs, and then he died.
God, I just got one of those.
And then on his Facebook page, he said that the glory of winning far outweighs the prize.
So he just ate. He's like, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to do it for the title."
Like, yeah, for the title, basically.
Yeah.
And it was like, they said that he ate over a dozen, like one of those cockroaches.
The hissing?
Yeah, but it was like live ones and whatever the fuck. And then he ate worms or something. They did the autopsy, but it takes a couple of weeks apparently to get that.
Oh,
back.
They don't know what killed him?
Yeah.
They don't know which of the bugs killed him?
If you think about it, they did that in Fear Factor all the time. People ate bugs. Nobody ever died.
Yeah, maybe he was allergic to some one of these bugs, and that killed him.
That would be hilarious.
I would be fine. That would be,
he'd be like, oh, it's so funny. I'm allergic to scorpions. Crunch. But I'm allergic if they bite me, not if I eat them.
Yeah.
That's different.
Cut to the scorpion stinging the shit out of the inside of his stomach, like trying to get free. He's like,
well, apparently he collapsed outside the store and he threw up. And then he died later. But he still had time to post it on Facebook, like, hey, the glory far outweighs the prize.
I wonder how much martyrdom outweighs the prize.
Yeah. And
I will be remembered by all bug eaters as their hero.
Surprisingly, he was white. Which is weird. It's weird. I could have sworn.
You don't say.
I could have sworn that would have been either a black gentleman. Or Hispanic. I was going to say Asian to be funny, but I was like, no, they probably might be. Asians eat that shit for real.
You want to know who eats that shit? TV show contestants. That's it. That's the only Asian fucking people.
Asian people, like real Asian, not like Americanized Asians. I'm talking about like real. Like hey,
from
Asia? Yeah, like I live in China and there's like 6 billion people. Like those.
Have you ever seen those people that eat the live squid? Wrapped on a stick, like in Korea or something like that. It's gross. It looks gross as shit.
No.
But I've seen it on the Andrew Zimmern guy, the Bizarre Foods guy.
Yeah, I try not to watch that either.
That shit grosses me out, but I can't look away.
Why would you watch? And then you don't even have TV, so you have to purposely go out and seek this.
This happens at work.
You personally have to go out and seek
this. I watch a lot of random shit at work because, like, on my breaks.
Nothing to do but save people's lives?
No, like on a break. Like if I'm on a break or in the lounge. Whatever. They'll make it.
They're going to hang out. Relax.
They're tough people.
Yeah, I'm
they're
trying to find
people.
Out if this guy's a father, all right? Yeah. Take it easy, patient.
You'd be surprised. I always...
Why don't you just be a little patient and just, you know...
Do you understand? That's your title here, to be patient.
Right.
It's really funny what people choose to watch because it's always... Like, I'll go into a room and they'll be watching television or whatever, and it's always either... like Discovery Health, like the medical shows, but like just like I'm in a hospital, might as well watch.
I might as well get smart.
Yeah, like at least I'm not as sick as that person.
I could have gone to college and started this shit for real, but nah.
Nah, I'm just gonna watch it on Discovery Health.
I'll just watch it while I'm waiting and find out if I'm gonna make it or not.
Yeah, so like they're watching it, and I think they watch it because they're like, well, at least I'm not as sick as that guy, or you know, like, or they'll watch like one of those childbirth shows, and they'll like watch all these health things. That second, Animal Planet. People always fucking watching Animal Planet in the emergency room for some reason. I don't know what it is, but they feel
because we're nothing but mammals.
Yeah.
So I would just do it how they do it in the Discovery Channel.
Fuck, that's gonna be the song. That's gonna be the song for the. That's gonna be the song for this episode. That and if you're Hispanic, they watch the Caso Cerrado shows. The shitty
Ana Maria Pozo.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Those shows.
I only know her name because of Pitbull has her in one of her songs.
Really?
He doesn't have her. He mentions her.
Wow, would have been like, awesome.
Yeah, that would have been the shit.
But they had that show is garbage. Representing our culture. It's terrible. All the like in
yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still nowhere near as bad as Honey Boo Boo.
No, so, yeah, Honey Boo Boo's way worse.
We win.
Yeah.
As far as you want to get the gutter or the gutter, right? So you want to get where it'll be in the three cultures in South Florida that overrule would be that take over, you know, that rule the popularity, it would be Hispanics, Blacks, and Whites, right?
Right.
So
in that order, you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a numbers guy.
In terms of like...
I don't like doing research and none of this.
Yeah, none of this.
Whatever
the research
I say
department.
Is no research. It's just from what I physically see with my eyes, Michael.
You're talking about in terms
what
of
what I physically
like
see with my eyes.
How many people live in Miami? Like in the terms of who you come across.
In the terms of who you come across in South Florida, not Miami.
Yeah.
In South Florida, it's going to most likely be Hispanic, Black, and White. That's usually going to be the...
Send your emails
to what
I
see with my eyes, Michael. With my eyes.
This is your personal experience.
As opposed to what I see with my nose.
Yeah.
I see with my
eyes.
What I see with my nose, I think I'm going to go with white, then black, then Hispanic. Yeah.
No, but what I see, what I don't see are ninja assassins.
Yes, that's what I don't see. And I don't see police officers, cops, and
police cops.
So my point to you is this. If you get the three like bottom feeder shows, the one that displays
the worst
of those three cultures,
yeah,
For the Hispanics, what would you put in that worst or the worst show?
What's that show, En Las Mejores Familias or something like that?
Is that a soap opera, though?
No. Oh, it's like a Jerry Springer show.
Okay.
It's like Jerry Springer, but Hispanics.
Right, okay.
And it's fake as shit, but it's like...
Yeah,
it's
just that's right. I was going to say that. I'm grimy, like, it looks beyond fake,
they
though.
They're all fake, but it looks grimy as shit.
All right, so there's that one. And then in the black culture...
It's got to be Maury.
That's a tough one.
It's got to be Maury.
No, because Maury's not really... They have a lot of black people in it, but I've seen a lot of everything. They have, you know, white people. They have, so...
That's true.
I'm talking about, like, solely, like, Honey Boo Boo is going to be the white show.
Yeah.
Because that's the lowest of the low. Like, you can't get lower
that
than...
That show...
It's pretty difficult to get to watch something on TV.
You better redneckinize.
Yeah. You. There is something pretty... That's pretty creative, though. You got to give credit.
Like, even you're like, fuck, that's clever.
That's a clever saying. If you're going to put something on a t-shirt, motherfucker, that you better trademark that bitch right now.
That for sure. There are t-shirts all over the place.
That's going to be great.
I mean, that hashtag is very popular on Twitter. That shit trends.
Well, exactly. I would... Oh, man. If you put that on a t-shirt, I'm jealous of the fact that they thought of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that is instant money right there. So... Honey Boo Boo Child, there's nothing that's going to get lower than that as far as and for the white people.
Lower than Jerry Springer.
Yeah, aside from the political debates, you're not going to get anything that's lower than that. But political debates only happen once every 4 years, so it doesn't really count. All right.
That's terrible.
See, I did political humor.
And for the record, if you don't know who you're voting for by now, just don't vote. Like, really? Like, who's deciding these voting things?
I think it's pretty across the board, right? Like, if you're rich, you vote for one guy. If you're poor, you vote for the other.
I thought that's what it was, too.
Isn't it mandatory for me to vote for...
Right?
There's a part of me that really wants to vote for Romney just because I want to be able to put a Mexican in the White House. but he's such a condescending prick that he's just like, I'm not Mexican. Like, you were born in Chihuahua, Mexico, motherfucker. Like,
I know, that's funny.
Mexican as fuck. That's not even like... Like, that's not even like...
But he was... If he was born in...
He was born in the U.S. territory.
In an embassy or something?
Yeah, it was something around that sense of the word where it's... His family was doing missionary work, but it was like a U.S. territory in...
That's so fucking fishy,
Mexican.
Dude. Yeah, he's born in Mexico.
Like, that's just whatever. You know?
Really? That's why you want to vote for
him? I really want to, because I want to be able to say I voted for the first
Mexican.
Hispanic president. But he doesn't claim it. Like, not only does he not claim it, but he denies it. He's like, I'm not, like, fuck
really?
You.
Have you
fuck
heard him you. Speaking Spanish?
So, anyways.
But.
I know there's a couple people voting for Romney. Like, that's so fucked up, bro. Actually, the facts are, listen, people. I don't know if I said this earlier. I know
there's no research
there's
department.
There's no research
on this
department
show.
On this show, right? Are you fucking insane? So, for you to get into a political conversation with me via Twitter or even via yourself just screaming to the radio, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I win. At this point,
yeah. If you stoop to arguing with us when we have really no idea,
no basis, no ground to stand on, nothing.
Yeah,
we're horrible. All right, so where was I? Oh yeah, the bug eating. But the black people show. I would have to think it's gonna be like one of the Basketball Wives or
the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I think that's really Grammy. You know what? Which is the Bad Girls Club or some shit like that?
Yeah.
That's really shitty.
That was a shitty one.
Yeah, that's
But they
really
had, like white girls, black girls. They had a mix of girls in that show.
I
jerked off to it so much. Just because I don't, like, that
just
when they're angry.
I just, like, angry. Like, I want to,
yeah. Like, oh, fuck.
I hate myself.
I'm so angry.
All right. So, I'm just laughing at my damn self at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So what was I gonna tell you? All right. So yeah, out of those three shows, which one do you think it would be the lowest? Even if you get like the old school, what's his name, Flavor Flav, Flavor of Love type of shit.
Yeah,
that's a black show.
That was right? A real black show.
That's like shows that the Grammys of like the fucking.
Well, he's Flavor Flav, and that like it's all like it's reality TV. So of course it's gonna be.
Well, hence the Honey Boo Boo Child. And
you think that's my curiosity is that. How much of that Honey Boo Boo is fake? Because it seems real as shit,
yeah,
dude.
I mean, if any of that is fake, they really deserve some kind of award.
Yeah,
like realistically, for acting. Like it's you need to be in SAG.
Yeah,
if you could act that good, holy shit! If you could act that good at being that, like they always say, like it takes a genius to act dumb to play stupid.
Right.
They must be like,
yeah, they're super mega geniuses. Wow. That's the only way that they're geniuses.
Wow.
Because, man, like, they showed this.
And I've never seen a single episode. We debuted Honey Boo Boo Chow on this episode, on this podcast, when she was the YouTube clip of the week.
Right.
When she was part of Toddlers and Tierra.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, after that, she got her own spinoff show. We haven't even really talked about it. And we're like, whatever. Like,
fuck,
I've never seen an episode, right? But I've seen clips of episodes where I go, holy fuck.
Yeah. It's, yeah, that's all I've seen her clips. And apparently, there's this one thing that she eats. Call it, well, that's
Sketty
and with
Sketty and butter
and butter.
I only know that for the soft part.
Yeah, that. But like, I saw butter. I saw them make it because I saw some clip talking shit about. Actually, I saw this clip of Christopher Walken reading Honey Boo Boo, like transcripts from the Honey Boo Boo show.
Awesome.
I'll put it somewhere in the break or something like that. But that shit is the best. It's the best of things.
Wow.
And they show at
how
the
much
end
you
of this,
think he gets paid for that?
Who, Chris Walken?
No, yeah,
Christopher Walken. It was a part of a press junket. It was part of a press junket that one of the press guys was like, "Hey, can you read this?" And they did it. Him, Sam Rockwell, for that Seven Psychopaths movie, which looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it only looks pretty good because of the cast.
Well, yeah, of course.
You can't really tell what the fuck, aside from them stealing the wrong dog.
Yeah. And
which, if you think about it, think about how much you have to, as a writer, think about how much you have to create because, like, what's the premise of the story? They stole the wrong dog.
Or, yeah, like, just build it, like...
The and guy, right.
Like, what? And go.
I gotta, what?
The guy who wrote it, I think it's the same guy that did In Bruges and some other movies that are, like, Colin Farrell. Like, they're, like, European.
Yeah, I never saw In Bruges.
I heard it's really good. I mean...
I heard it was good, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Not gonna go watch it. All right, so... man, I saw something on wrestling recently, and that really...
The Hogan sex tape?
No, did I haven't seen that, but I've read about it. And
all I know about it is from what the Iron Sheik posts on Twitter. Do you follow that?
No, I don't follow him.
Oh my God.
But he really is funny. He really is bitter. Like, it's, I don't know if he's joking. I don't know if he's pulling.
That's why I follow it, man.
I don't know if he's pulling a, what's his name? Colin Quinn on us.
Yeah, where he's like
he's just
fucking
trolling
around.
Everybody. Yeah. I don't, because he's constantly talking shit about Hogan. And I'm like.
He talks shit about a lot of people.
Yeah, but Hogan, to me, the fact that you're still talking shit about Hogan as the Iron Sheik, you're like, let that go.
Well.
Like, that was your life 20 years ago, sir. 30, probably.
Either way, it's,
let it go now.
Well, why is Hogan still trying to be on? Well, he talks shit about a lot of people.
Yes, but Hogan isn't trying to be. Hogan still isn't talking shit about a fake rivalry that he had with somebody 30 years ago.
I wonder how much. Yeah, it was like, probably real.
I mean. We have to. We're gonna put in. You know what? I want to cut away now because I've been meaning to do this. You know, I talked to you about this before. I've talked to you about this months ago. Months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been dying to put this in. And then there's no reason why to put it in. But I'm like, remember we talked about this? I showed you the clip, and you go, should we just put it in randomly? And I'm like, I don't know, because there's no way of bringing this subject up other than I'm a fan of wrestling. Mike used to be a fan of wrestling.
I'm not as big as I was.
I went to WrestleMania this year. That's when we should have put it in, really.
We should
have. And now looking back at the segues, that's a very good segue to segue into that. But so I ran into this months ago. I saw, and I was new, like I had just landed on the moon type of shit, where I saw the clip of Macho Man Randy Savage, and the description says Macho Man Randy Savage on cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's rambling like a fucking lunatic, and Mean Gene is trying to like rope him in.
Mean Gene Okerlund. I wonder how much bullshit. Like, and cut. Mean Gene
Gene wanted to like fuck him up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If he wasn't like a petite little man, he would have like really. He was angry. You could tell he was angry. He was trying to like corral him in, and he was trying to. At one point, you gotta watch this.
Yeah.
Let's
cut away. Let's play it.
But I want to talk about how at one point Macho Man had his back turned to the camera. He's doing a fucking interview, people. Like
he's doing a promo.
He's cutting a promo and he's talking with his back, and he keeps literally walking in circles, like teeny tiny circles, so that like he's standing in the same spot, but he turns all the way around until he's no longer facing the camera, and then he walks around Mean Gene and then leaves. And my favorite line is at the end, and we'll talk about that now, but I'm going to cut to it now. And it's just, you know, it's funny because when you look up on YouTube and you search Macho, the first thing that comes up is Macho Man Randy Savage coked up. That is literally.
That's the autocomplete.
The autocomplete. You just type in macho. You could mean Macho Man from YMCA. You could mean so many things with macho.
Yeah.
And it just comes up Macho Man's cocaine fueled interview.
No, it's the second one. Isn't it?
I don't.
No, I don't know.
All right, so I want to play this, but let's just see.
In over the many, many years that I've covered professional wrestling, I have seen a lot of changes. A lot of changes in this great sport.
Okay, so just want to really quick, the description of the video, it says, a rare video of Macho Man Randy Savage being interviewed while clearly under the influence of cocaine or other substance. Well, to me, it makes me obvious because I'm such a noob. Like, I have no idea about
what like, it looks like when someone's
I'm so naive on drugs, about drugs, because I've never done any drug. So I'm so naive on it. Like, that chick we talked about, the girl who was making out with the tree.
The tree at Ultra, yeah.
And I was like, that's fake. And you were like, no, I've seen people fucked up. And I've never seen anybody like if I've seen somebody on cocaine, I probably didn't notice it until afterwards when somebody pointed it out.
Where you're like, that guy's a fucking asshole.
That guy's a cocaine.
Yeah. Like, oh, really? Oh yeah, no wonder.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
So I have no idea. So then. Whoever, like, again, and then it says, notions are created to YouTuber, blah, 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 which, all right. So here we go.
Sport. And a lot of changes in a number of individuals in professional wrestling. In the World Wrestling Federation, here is a man that has not only turned it around 180 degrees, but he's gone another 360, and then
360,
and then another 180.
He's
Macho Man. He's Randy covering Savage. Up. You have changed over the past couple of months.
Back to the camera.
Like I can not
now
believe,
he has his back
sir.
To Mean Gene.
Yeah.
Chameleon.
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. In the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, Elizabeth understands what I'm talking about, yeah.
Why is it, Macho Man, when I sit and talk to you, stand and talk to you for that matter, that I think of...
Can we just... And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Like, that is fucking amazingly.
Like, he's just so fucked up.
That is awesome.
For that matter, that I think of old Sonny and Cher hits. Why is that?
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place means you don't really go down that lonesome highway. Yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation.
This whole time he has the back of the camera.
You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy. Yeah.
But the beat goes.
He hasn't faced the camera once.
What the fuck did he just say?
We are at a minute and 21 seconds of a fucking 3-minute promo, and the dude. He glanced at the camera. Yeah. As I'm pausing it, he just, at a minute 21, glanced at the camera, but he hasn't turned around.
Yeah, like he's
he just
like
glanced like, making... hey, who's there?
Yeah. Like he doesn't even know what's going on.
Are the cops coming out? Like, no, we're good.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
That beat in particular has got to include maybe the Honky Tonk Man, the Intercontinental Champion of the World. I know you're not getting along real well with members of the Bobby Heenan family, Macho Man. Not at all.
Let me tell you something right now. Talking about the greatest intercontinental champion that ever lived, the Honky Tonk Man is out of line. Yeah, because I am the greatest intercontinental heavyweight champion that ever lived, and I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived, and I'm living now. Yeah, right now. Uh-huh.
You know, he makes no bones about making the proclamation that he is. I'm talking about the Honky Tonk Man. The greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
He says I can't sing and I can't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, right there, the fork in the road. I said go right. Elizabeth said go left. I went right. And then I understand what the situation was. I went over that one bridge.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is
this?
This is the epitome of WTF. Like, this was why people invented WTF. I don't know who invented WTF and I don't know when, but I know when kids were watching this during the 80s, they
what
were like,
the fuck?
What the fuck? Daddy? And the dad's like, what the
dad's
fuck?
Like, that motherfucker's on cocaine, man. That's what that is. The dad's like, let me talk to you about drugs, children.
Cocaine's the head of a drug.
Like, this inspired so many drug conversations between parents and kids. It's like, children, I know you like this man, but this is what cocaine does to you. Daddy, I've never never doing cocaine ever.
Do you want to? And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. And the look on Mean Gene's face is what sells it, because he's literally like, what the f-? Yo, get your shit together. Like, yeah, like, hey.
Hey, we, this is like,
this is on television,
this is,
yo,
professional,
this
shit.
Is like, for
you're,
real.
You're getting paid millions, bro. Like, you may want to stop putting that shit up your nose. This is crazy.
One bridge, yeah. And then when I crossed that bridge, I found out that I was on the right side. And I said, Elizabeth, follow me, yeah, because I'm going straight to the top. The stars, yeah, the stars. One shining star in the night, shining brighter than all the other ones. And I'm talking light years away, yeah.
You're talking macho madness.
The macho madness, yeah. Macho madness rolling, yeah. You thought so, but I know so. And macho madness is coming straight at you. Honky tonk man in the light, yeah.
I almost forgot his name.
And I ain't stopping, yeah. Elizabeth, go right and I'm going left.
Can I ask a question, Macho Man?
No more questions.
I'm sorry about that. Macho Man Randy Savage.
No more questions.
No more questions.
That shit is
I'm
classic.
Sorry about that.
Instinct. I'm sorry. Like, can I ask one more question? Like,
no more questions.
He's like,
he didn't
like,
answer one fucking question.
But it was so funny because he was like, no more questions. And I'm sure Mean Gene at one point was like, I was like, all right, because I was going to ask you how much drugs have you done.
Yeah.
And, but you said no more
no
questions.
No more questions.
So
that's and but, he's like, I'm sorry about that.
He's like, I'm sorry. No more questions. I apologize for no more questions.
God.
It, and again, this is fucking has to do with nothing. But I was watching wrestling this weekend and it made me think. I've been wanting to put this clip on the podcast for months.
More questions.
But it's just so fucking random. And I'm like, how do you introduce? Like, I literally at one point wrote a note saying like, hey, let's start talking about drugs and then casually work this in. Right? And I'm like, I don't know shit about drugs enough to go like, well, I'd never wanted to
well,
do
what
coke
do you want to know,
Macho
Nary?
Man.
What do you want to know?
Is that coke?
That's got to be cocaine, at least.
At least?
At
like,
least
meaning
cocaine.
There's more? Like,
well, I mean, he could have been taking pills like speed, like some sort of amphetamines. I mean, who knows?
And the beat goes on.
There's another one where people say that he was coked up. This one for sure. Like apparently after this, he got fucked up or something like they found him somewhere. But there was another one called where
this is my favorite. When you have people saying this, like hell, I could care. This is one of the comments on the YouTube video clip. Hell, I could care less of, and they put less in capital letters. I could care less if the man was on cocaine on Saturday mornings. This is all I asked of Macho Man. He delivered here just as he always does. He delivered here.
That's not no Macho
no,
Man.
Come
no,
on.
No,
like,
this is
he
not
gave
the
great matches though. Like he, there yeah. was great matches, with
and he had good mic work. But the problem is that he was fucking high.
The problem was that he was high and
as
he was
shit.
It, when you get really good on the mic, you go, I don't need to write notes, and I'm just gonna go and fucking wing it. And
yeah.
when you're not high, it comes off very good. But when you're high, it comes, you know.
Well, it's like,
there's a difference between being high, being great on the mic as far as a wrestler. When you're not high, you're great. You're like The Rock.
Yeah.
When you are high, and the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Elizabeth went left and I went right.
Can I ask a question?
A bridge. No more questions. That's what happens when you're high and you're straight. Jesus.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God. Well, you've seen it. When you see somebody get up on stage, especially when I'm hosting the open mics or whatever, you see somebody that just gets fucking tanked. Like that guy I interviewed that one time, getting fucking
tanked. Are you
going
to do this again? I don't know.
All right. You heard it here first, everybody. Nothing is going to happen
don't
after this.
Don't say
day.
My name. Don't say my last name.
Don't say
it?
My last name. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. But like that guy got
fucked. There's no
up.
Other comic that's like, don't say my last name.
Yeah, no, don't promote
right,
anything.
Carrot Top, take it
don't
easy.
Promote.
Don't promote me.
Yeah, but you see
when you say that, you know you're gonna bomb already.
Well, you don't drink before
yeah.
sets or anything. You
don't
period,
drink. Period.
Yeah. I have a beer every now and again, but I had to learn like very early. I learned this real quick that if I have like too much to drink before a set, I fucking suck. It's
well,
terrible. I can't think.
I tell everybody who like all new open micers, like I'll tell them like, hey, if they're ever, I'm never that guy. Like, hey, let me tell you something, whippersnapper. But if you ask me like, hey man, what do you think? Like, what, you know,
yeah,
any
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of advice? I'd be like, don't drink before a show. And they're like, well, I got you because I'm too nervous. I'm like, see those nerves? Those are what's gonna make it really good and really fun for you when you do well.
When you do well, yeah.
Like those nerves right now, that's what's gonna you numb that. Like, that was always my fear. I'm like, oh, take a shot of Patron before I go up on stage. And my fear was, one, I won't feel the same rush.
Right.
And two, it'll be watered down somehow. It'll be, like, tame. And two, what if my fear was always, the biggest fear was, what if I get tipsy and do really well, and then I feel as if I need to get tipsy every single time?
Yeah,
that was always
like
my fear. Even before ever stepping on stage. I go, I don't want to get buzzed and then crush and destroy and then go, okay, I need to get buzzed every time because that's the formula.
The one time
I didn't want to do that.
The one time I was drunk performing a set was it was one of those like
the beat goes on.
That's what I said the whole time. That entire 10-minute set was that the beat goes on, and then at the end I said no more questions, and then the host got up and said, "Well, I'm sorry about that."
Sorry.
No, but there was someone in the crowd who was going to come watch me to give me another gig hosting that Keep It Sexy show that I used to do, and
is he going to pass right over that and just not even...
No, well, we can talk about it.
You hosted a show called Keep Her Sexy?
Yeah, I know. It was very weird.
You.
Yeah, me. Hold on. Well, yeah. So...
No, I did this... I used to run this anorexic show.
Yeah.
And just do this anorexic show all the time.
I didn't say that I was sexy. I said the show was sexy.
You said Keep It Sexy.
Keep It Sexy was the name of the show.
Assuming that everybody on the show was sexy.
Yes. It wasn't a stand-up show. The whole point was that he was auditioning for that, and then afterwards he was like... Bro, I hope that's not, like, how you're going to do this. I'm like, no, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I was just fucking, like, sloshed. Just fucked up. So when we did the show, okay, you want to know?
No, I don't really want to know. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. The Keep It Sexy show was a show that I did with my buddy Chris and his cousin Brian. That it was like a bachelor party show. Like, bachelorette party games. And we had pole dancers, and we were sponsored by this, like, lingerie company. And we had, like sexy girls giving out free shit. It was this thing. And then they had me host it. And it was basically, like, you pull up the audience and they play these games. And that shit was fun as hell. We did it twice, but one of the guys moved to California. And we've been trying to put it together since. We just can't find a good spot. But that was a fun-ass show, man. It was really, really good time.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. I'm sorry.
That's just really stuck in my head.
I am so like, what the fuck is he talking about? the greatest part about... Oh, there's another one about him on cocaine.
I think that's the one that's hot cup of coffee.
I beat Sarasota, Florida.
You got a clip on this shit. He's doing it, comes out with a fucking Macho Man enters the screen with a fucking cup of coffee. With a fucking coffee mug, and he's holding it in his fucking ginormous fucking hand.
And it's
a normal sized cup. Like, if you put that cup in Eugene's hand and it looks normal.
Yeah, yeah.
You put that shit in the massive fucking piece of meat is Macho Man Randy Savage, and it looks like a dainty fucking...
He should be holding it with the pinky.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hold on. I got it. I'm sorry. This is the last one, I swear. I haven't even seen this one. I've never seen this one, but I got it. Hold on.
I beat Sarasota, Florida. Come on in. You're going to be defending against the Dragon, Ricky Steamboat. What's the cup?
Did you see his...
Yeah, he just shook.
And then he stuck his tongue out.
Yeah, he was just like...
He just did a line is what the fuck he did. Seconds before coming on screen, he just did a line.
Second before coming on screen with a hot cup of coffee.
Steamboat, what's the cup for?
WrestleMania 3, Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah, 90,000 plus people watching right there. And this is Ricky the Dragon. And Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time, cup of coffee in the big time, because you'll never get closer than now. I am the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, and I will remain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. And yours, the Animal Steel.
Just for verification, the fact that he keeps on saying Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. There is no Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. It's just the Intercontinental Championship. There are no weight classes in wrestling for the Intercontinental Championship. So it's either the Intercontinental Championship or the Heavyweight Championship. But there's no title
had a Rain Man moment where you're like, there's no...
No, I just want to go ahead and put that out there. Keeps repeating that. Had he said it once, you go, fuck it. Anybody could fuck up once. But he keeps repeating it. I'm like, wait.
He's trying to say something.
Let's tell the audience, listeners, there is no Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. But he keeps on repeating it, which makes it even funnier. That's how fucked up he is.
He's definitely
in the business.
Definitely wrong.
He's in the business. Like, this is his shit. Like, I'm a fan, a casual fan at that, and I know that. Like, that's not... All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
From the outside will be no factor, yeah.
You say no factor. Obviously, he is a factor, or you wouldn't even brought it up.
Oh, wow. Mr. Sarcasm, yeah. I don't care if you got 23 wrestlers.
Oh, Mr. Sarcasm.
Mr. Sarcasm.
It's not sarcasm. It's logic. Oh, Mr. Sarcat. No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's oh, shit.
Oh, Randy.
Oh, my goodness. Good gracious.
You know, you keep fucking me up every time you do that.
Sorry. I don't care if you've got 23 wrestlers around the outside. It doesn't even matter, no, because I am ready, and I will not let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Cup of coffee, man. Yeah. Man. Wow, man!
That's that how it. That's how it
fucking left.
Wow!
And then he left the fucking wow! Holy fuck! Wow! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm so in fucking shock.
That's how he leaves, and that's it. He's gone.
Oh my god! And he left, and that's how the video ended. That wasn't us doing a hard edit, or that was, wow. Okay, sorry. All right,
we got to leave Randy alone. Did he die or didn't?
Yeah, he died. He had a heart attack in a car accident up in Florida. Central Florida somewhere, and he had a heart attack, and he died. They said that he probably died of the heart attack before the collision, but I think he hit a tree. I want to say a tree.
Or you have a heart attack and you hit a tree, something's going to kill you.
Well, the tree's going to... There's a good chance a tree will take you out.
Yeah. There's a good chance. You're already weakened in that weakened state of having been in the middle of a heart attack.
Well, no, it's not even about the heart attack. It's about...
It's a fucking tree.
Yeah, it's a tree. Tree versus car. I'm telling you, I used to work at an insurance company. And tree versus, you see so much damaged vehicles and so many cars. I've seen so many cars like total beyond the charge, like with the roof cut off that they had to do. Like I've seen
shit
that people have seen only in driver's ed classes on slides. I've seen,
I've
seen live. Like I've been
where you go to the accident
where they have like biohazard, covered on it, like, hey, this is dried up blood and fucking some brain matter type of shit on there. And,
Who
it's a tree. You're going to lose. You're going to lose against a tree.
Yeah, of course. I've seen it. I've seen it many times.
You're going to lose.
It's gross.
Heart attack and tree, that's not
that's
a good...
That's too much. That's
pretty difficult to overcome. I started thinking about it. I was listening to a few different stories throughout the last few weeks. It's been a lot of, like, famous people died in car accidents, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, like everybody.
No, but I'm you're right.
A lot of people died in a car.
You like Robert Schimmel, which was a comedian, died a few years ago in a car accident. If you don't know who he is,
Cancer. So
literally, he beat cancer
a few times, didn't he?
His son died of cancer.
Right.
He then later on got the same cancer that his son had. He beat it. He was at like Michael Douglas level, like, oh, it's just a matter of time before he dies, and he beat cancer. Then he died in a car accident. And then Macho Man Randy Savage, Sam Kinison died in a car accident.
James Dean.
It's so funny because when he died, everybody thought the news was that he was speeding down the highway or whatever. And then he was going like 80 miles an hour, or like there were first reports
were
like of 100. Yeah, he was being a badass. And then they did the test now on the road.
Yeah, like, those simulation
with
things.
The simulations and the information that they have, like the tire screeching marks and how far they went. He was going 55. It was the other guy that was being the asshole fucking drunk. So
he was not the rebel they thought he was.
A rebel without a. Anyways, I don't know how we got into car accidents, but
I don't.
Sorry. I apologize. I don't even want to go in there. All right. So last week's episode, we found out last week's episode a few things. One, Frank M. Rodriguez has a lot of friends.
Yeah. We learned about
the numbers dropped down to earth, my friend.
Yeah.
It was amazing to go from episode 39 to episode 40 and see just how many people were Frank
Yeah, Frank's
Frank friend. Listeners.
Yeah, Frank listeners. And yeah. So we got to have him back on soon.
I was having an earworm battle with him today, like just songs to get stuck in your head.
Oh.
Motherfucker is good. He's good. But sorry. I think I beat him.
Nothing is more of an earworm than Barbie Girl.
Oh, you know what? We didn't get that Barbie Girl one. I hit the Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe is a good one.
Call Me Maybe is, I think, the new
one. The newest one.
The newest one, but that gets in your brain and fucks and destroys
you
your head.
You go with Barbie Girl. That's it, man. You're done for the rest of the day. You might as well call it a night.
Yeah. Unless come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah.
See that? I just ruined somebody right
there
now.
There you go.
Just ruin.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
That's all for
hope
you.
Hope you're on a treadmill right now. Fucking exercising. Just going, come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what the take it thing was, but
that's not how it goes.
I don't really show. No,
that's what a good earworm has to be, something that you only know like a piece of.
And that's
if
it.
You know the
there's
whole
no
thing,
there's no take it part though.
There's no take it.
No,
but that's how all they all sound. That's how all that shit sounds to me.
Sounds to me like the pop music. And I don't like pop music, so
it's the tiki. No, it's not that I don't like pop music. I ironically like the Call Me Maybe song.
I love that song.
That song is great. I really do like that song.
And it's funny because one of my friends was like, are you not a man? And I'm like, no, fuck you. It's a good song. I like it. But then again, I am suspect to liking all types of pop music. And I like bubblegum music. I like boy bands. I really do. So,
yeah, I
own it, man.
Yeah,
fuck it.
I'm not saying I hate all pop music. I'm just saying most of it doesn't strike me the same way it strikes you. But that song,
I just like music to make me, like, it's a feel-good song. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a bubblegummy poppy song, and what it is. I don't need every song that I listen to be a moving piece masterpiece that needs to be like, this speaks to my soul. Like, I'm not that pretentious.
Are you anti-comedy songs? You know, like those people that do comedy
parody songs?
Yeah, or like people who do like
I'm not anti-comedy songs, but Stephen Lynch?
Yeah, Lynch.
He's really good, but he doesn't do parody songs.
Right.
He does his own, he writes his own
music.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like people who write comedy
songs. That's fine.
But you don't like when people take one song and just add like, pee-pee caca jokes and it's suddenly a new thing.
I don't know, because to me it doesn't really take much, because the music's already written for you, and the music is what makes those songs funny. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that you're adding your own lyrics to something, and we've all done that in the car where you're singing along. So to me it doesn't take, I don't respect that as a comedy art form.
But that has
nothing to do with whether I like it as a pop song or not, or what. I just don't need every piece of music to be this moving masterpiece that speaks to my soul. Like, you and Frank were getting into this conversation about music, and I was like, it's not that serious. Like, it doesn't have to be. Let me rephrase
it. It doesn't have to be that serious. That's the difference. Some people, it hits hard.
Every song, like I just like music. Sometimes I just want music to pump me up. Like, sometimes I just want, like, to go to the gym and just get pumped up, and I don't give a fuck what the lyrics are. I'm really paying attention more towards the music. Mm-hmm. And other times I'm like, dude, listen to that guy. Like, even when it's hip-hop, even when it's rap, I did it with you and Eminem. I'm like, listen to this lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, wow, it's really a fucking amazing what some of these lyricists can do, how they could manipulate and do wordplay. It's great. But I don't need that every time. Like, sometimes I just want to listen to
Justin
Bieber.
Sometimes I just want someone to call me, maybe.
Sometimes.
Like, and sometimes I just want to see if I'm wanted, dead or alive.
I'm sorry if I'm jealous that they did everybody's doing a Call Me Maybe video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do one of those.
There's one of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders.
I can listen to that. I can watch that when I'm mute. That's just fucking great.
But it's combined with this song that I tie.
That's the only time I root for the Dolphins.
We won.
Yeah.
We did win.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. We're not talking about football right now.
We'll
move on.
Someone's a Niner
fan. We're moving on. So last week, did you watch Copland?
I didn't get watch Copland, but I did watch Bad Lieutenant. I started watching it too late, so I didn't want to give it the bad.
You're right.
I wanted to give it the fair
shot. I'm glad you didn't watch it.
I genuinely didn't want to watch it, fall asleep again, and be bored by it. But I did watch Bad Lieutenant finally. That shit was ridiculous. Like, I was just watching.
How crazy is that?
I was watching. I was like, yeah, the whole time. I was just like, what the fuck is going?
Yeah.
I'm never gambling on sports ever.
Yeah, that is. Dude, I'm telling you, every move that he made, I was like, no, don't do that. Don't. Oh, you fucking didn't. All right. No,
yeah, like, maybe, there was no redemption.
No, whatsoever. There was no point. where he made a good decision.
Yeah.
Not fucking once.
Not even.
I was like,
yeah.
How creepy was that scene with the two girls, the two, where he pulled over the two high, the two.
Yeah, that
how
part.
How creepy was that?
I found it, like, really hard to masturbate at that point.
No, I didn't find it hard. I did it.
But it was a struggle.
I'm not trying to be funny. I did jerk off to that, but I'm really not trying to be funny. But I was still like, wow, this guy is fucked up. I mean, don't get me wrong. I jerked off. I rewound it and then jerked off to it the second time. But the first time I was watching it, I was like, this is creepy as fuck. Like, this dude. And then when he finishes, he just left.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even say anything. He just left. He was like, call your dad. Or go home to your dad or some shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
That guy, that was
And it got me
up.
as a man of faith when they were showing the rape scene of the nun.
Oh, yeah.
She had a great rack. And I was like, I'm fucking
confused
torn. I'm torn. This is amazing. And all right. Sorry, I don't got lost there.
Yeah, but I did watch Bad Lieutenant finally. I still
did you like it or
it was one of those movies where like I had to see it. I probably won't watch it again just because I know you want to know what really bothered me. Like the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, bro, this is kind of like Training Day. It reminded me a lot of Training Day.
Yeah,
where
like Training Day without the part. Yeah, I mean,
I mean?
Training Day was more.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. But it kept reminding.
You,
yeah,
right.
It felt like in that same spirit, like the motherfucker or Ethan Hawke smoking PCP.
You know, it's funny because my brother, who I would tell you is smarter than I am, he was watching a movie, and it's funny how I've met a couple people like him when they watched Training Day, and they honestly didn't know off the bat, because we all watched in the movie theater, right? And we watched it when we came out, and we didn't know that Denzel, like, he didn't, let me rephrase that, he, along with other people that I've talked to, have told me that when they first saw it, they didn't know if Denzel was a bad cop or if he was just trying to toughen the kid up, trying to toughen Ethan Hawke
there,
up. And for me, I thought he was bad from the get-go.
Well, I can understand why.
I understand that. But I was like,
there's parts
never
of it where they plant that seed, but the whole time I was like, I don't know,
no,
Denzel.
But that was never like, I was never in that mentality. With me, I was from the very beginning, the first time I saw the movie, and I hadn't heard anything of it about it before, but the first time I saw the movie, I was like, this guy's a dirty cop.
Yeah,
like it was no doubt about it. And then my brother was like, "Dude, I just thought he was trying to like." He was like, hey, I was just wondering if he was trying to just teach him a hard lesson to toughen him up, toughen." And I'm like, "No."
Nah,
and
then, yeah,
but I could see where he thought that.
Yeah,
but I was like, "But there's been a couple people where I've talked to, and they're like, bro, it's so fucked up when you think he's like just teaching him like the school of hard knocks, and then he turns out to be like really bad and actually bad." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, yeah. I get it, but the whole time I was watching Bad Lieutenant, what got me was I was like,
I just wanted him to stop. And like, stop.
I was like, yeah, please stop. And that's
and when he would wake up at his fucking house on the
all
couch.
All fucked up. Yeah. Fucked up.
It was so fucking
He's smoking
crazy.
Crack.
Dude.
Bro, like, just like, hey, I smoke crack. This is the crack I
yeah.
smoke. Like, the whole time. Like, and he gets fucked up and he's like weird and naked. And
yeah.
he has that weird, like, crying thing. But I was watching it
supposedly,
like uncomfortable.
I was talking, I worked with Otto from Otto and George this past weekend.
Oh, okay.
Mark Ryland. And I was watching that. I was talking to him about it, and he said that the director is an old guy. He told me the guy's name. I forgot the guy's, the director of the movie, Bad Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
He said that supposedly, like, he's like an old school, like, really into drugs kind of guy, and that him and Keitel, like, were really fucked up during that movie. Like, during the filming of that movie, that was, like, not fake drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they
and
were
I was like, wow, holy shit.
And realistically, I've been around people doing drugs. In both professional setting and
personal, right.
personal settings. And the times that I've seen, I'm thinking back and I'm like, I've never seen somebody smoke crack out of a crack pipe.
Yeah. Because you know.
You know what I mean?
Like, black.
No. But like.
Just joking.
But even when I
like the fact that you're really like, no, that's not what I mean. Of course, that's not what you mean, dickhead. I don't mean that either. Just joking around. But you're like, no, that's not what I mean.
Like when I was training and do paramedic training, I'd show up at some crack house that they called us to go, somebody died or whatever. And we'd show up, and by then they had already scattered. You'd see crack pipes, and you wouldn't see any rocks. Like, people would come through and sweep up all the rocks like crazy.
Yeah, like roaches.
Yeah. And but you would see pipes like cracked on the floor and all stuff. And while I was watching that, I was like, oh, that's how you do it.
Oh. So people do that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So
okay.
They don't just, it's not just something that they leave on the floor. They really do that.
And I really enjoyed that Puerto Rican kid's family that really supported the bad lieutenant and all of his badness.
It's so horrible.
So fucked up that movie.
But the ending was perfect.
Yeah.
The ending was like, that's the only way
that's
it could
how,
end.
That's how it had to go down.
That's the only way it could end. Like, if it would have ended any other way, I would have been like, ah, fuck you. Yeah, yeah. But it ended that way, you go, oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And, like, it just ends and you're like, oh, well, all right.
All right, well.
Well, that ended.
Good for him. Good for him. Like, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
That's probably the
best. I think that's the best.
That worked out for everybody.
Yeah, it worked out best for everybody at this point. But it wasn't even like one of these, like, he's the bad lieutenant with the heart of gold. Like, no.
No, there was no heart of gold.
No.
There was just another crack pipe.
Well, he did let those two kids go at the end.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That part made me real mad, actually. 1993? Yeah. That part made me so fucking mad.
I didn't feel mad about that.
I was just like,
it's about forgiveness and about...
Because I thought, all right, this is going to be the time where he is going to get his shit together. And he's going to turn these motherfucking kids in for raping that nun. He's going to get the money and he's going to try and get his shit together. And then he's like, nope, I'm going to continue being bad. And he's lets his fucking kids start
But
snapping.
That's so more...
And those kids were high as fuck.
Yeah, those are much more realistic. I think a much more realistic ending. And
that shit was fucked up.
Awesome.
It was a good movie. I mean, it was great.
I thought it was
great. At least you thinking about it. I will probably not watch it again.
I really want to watch it more now because, again, I was like literally 1:30 in the morning when the movie started, or like 3 o'clock in the morning when it ended. And I was like, it was one of those where 20 minutes before it ended, I was so tired that I had to pause the movie and see how much was left to see if I could make it.
Oh, yeah.
If there would have been like another hour after that, I was like, I can't make it. But like 20 minutes left,
that's
I go,
how
okay.
I was with Copland.
No, but I wanted to push on through. I was like, all right, wake up. 20 minutes, you could do this. Like, it's one of those things because the movie was interesting to me, but it was slow.
Yeah.
Even Bad Lieutenant, you go,
it's a little slow, but it's full of all this crazy
shit. It's full of crazy slowness.
It's like literally the first thing you see some guy get shot, whatever, or like when he gets the key of coke and it falls out of his jacket or some shit like that. I thought, I was just like, what's going on? This poor man can't get his drugs.
Poor Bad Lieutenant.
Poor Bad Lieutenant.
Dude, when the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, give it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break because I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So, and it'll give us a good opportunity.
The tables have turned.
All right. So I got to go to the bathroom and I will leave you with this song. Enjoy this earworm. And we're back. All right. Sorry. I had to go to the bathroom. Watched a couple of YouTube clips of Macho Man Randy Savage right before he passed. But wow, that guy still fucking
had it.
Had it.
Man.
Still had it. Mm. I'm sorry. I'm jacked up. I'm like,
it was better when he wasn't on coke.
Round and round.
Yeah.
Was it that he said? I even forgot already.
Round and round we go.
Yeah.
Great time.
No, that's Uncle Luke.
No, I'm sorry.
Around and round we go.
That would have been great, by Macho Man.
You mashed up Macho Man Randy Savage and Luther Campbell.
Because I'm a musician. And I was able to match two different sounds.
You mashed it up.
Created our own sound.
All right.
Around and round we go. Around and round we go.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
I would totally listen to that. The Macho Man Randy Savage and Luther Luke Skywalker Campbell. Dude,
you know Uncle Al?
Yeah.
Died on September 11th?
No.
On 9/11? Was it Uncle Al or Luke? No, yeah. Uncle Al died on 9/11. That same day, the 9/11. Not like the anniversary of, or the 9/11. And I felt really bad for it. I was like, nobody's ever going to remember that.
You did? Apparently, you're keeping that memory alive. I have no fucking clue. I didn't know that guy was dead.
Well, yeah, of course he died.
I don't fucking care.
But I don't care either. But it made me laugh because much more people in South Florida would have cared had it not been for the worst tragedy
in American history.
Like, that's...
Ow.
Like what a day! Like you could have picked September 10th.
I genuinely like whenever I see a birthday or something.
My mom's birthday is September 11th.
Really? That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Whenever I see someone whose birthday is September 11th, I'm always like, oh, that's gonna suck now because every time your birthday comes around, people are gonna be like, oh, remember? You know? Like,
well, that's why I feel about my mom's birthday. I was like, never forget. Never forget.
Now you're like, oh, the news coverage is starting. I gotta buy my mom a gift.
Never forget. Like when I see people crying and it's like I can't believe
it's
my mom.
Gotta, that's so
gotta get her
up.
A gift. I don't know. Like it's
true. I mean birthday. It's just another day, it's really.
I feel bad, but at the same I feel bad for my mom because I'm like
Right. That's what I'm getting at. That's the same
thing. Do we party today? No. Yeah. Is there the mariachi bands here?
Like we should do it. We'll do it on the weekend. We'll do it on the weekend. Like if it doesn't fall.
Yeah, it doesn't fall. Not on the day.
Not on the day. We'll not on the day. It's a little much.
True story. Not lying to you. The day of 9/11, I was working at a cruise line. I was inside an office in a cubicle. And on the radio, I swear to everything holy on earth. Or as you say,
I get
swear
it.
To nothing.
I swear to science.
And Power 96, local radio station here in Miami. If you are not from here, apparently we found out that we do have listeners that are not in Florida.
Yeah.
And I owe them a CD.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to come through with that.
That backfired.
So, yeah, I really did. Should have done my research. Again, we do no research on this show. But Power 96, local radio station, they were like, towers have just been down. Like they got very... And it was Kid Curry, which is a program director on the station.
Right.
He was one of the head honchos. He got on, and he was like a somber voice, and he was like, look, this is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. Towers have gone down. We are on a terrorist attack, blah, blah. Keep it locked in here, whatever, blah, blah. And they faded out, and then they put castles in the sky. Why do we build castles in the sky? I swear to you on everything fucking holy on earth.
No. Yes,
now,
you think that, this would be a good tribute.
No, that was a very popular song during that time. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it was just another song, but they didn't realize.
Like they didn't make the connection?
They did not make the connection. And I was like, did they just put a song? And I'm listening to it at the moment. I was very in the moment to be able to go, wait a minute. Are they fucking playing Castles in the Sky? I forgot who it's by, Raquel. I forgot who the fuck it was.
Somebody. One of those trans, DJ's club songs.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy fuck, you really did this. And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in comedy at that moment. And I was like, this is hilarious.
This is the worst funny thing that's ever happened.
This is the best worst thing ever.
This is the funniest terrible thing that's ever.
This is awesome.
Is everybody else seeing this?
Everybody else. And people are like crying, calling their family members in New York. Are you okay? And I'm like, no, but they played Castles in the Sky.
The thing.
Yeah, it was horrible. Horrible.
A skyscraper is a castle. Hey.
In the sky?
No more questions.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you saw Bad Lieutenant, and you didn't watch.
I really do got to buckle down and give Copland a fair shake. I really keep falling asleep.
All I'm saying is,
that's twice I've fallen asleep.
All right, but all I'm saying is this: Did you start watching it again, or you just didn't start?
I started watching it and I fell asleep, and I was
again,
like,
the second
too late because it was too late, and I was like, I got to give it a fair shake.
How far along did you get into?
10-15 minutes, not even.
But even then, that's a good one. That's a good 10-15 minutes when he's on the bridge and the whole thing happened on the bridge.
Yeah, but I was like,
that was a
heavy eyelid, like the eyes slowly closing, your head nods.
You're talking to the wrong dude. I'm here like fucking looking at a naked nun, like, what's going on? All right, so I didn't watch Four Monkeys, but I really want to see that. I think I'm going to see it this week. I'm on LA tomorrow.
Yes, right? You are going to LA.
So first things first, I got to watch season 2 of Walking Dead. I've only seen 3 episodes so far.
Oh, no, you
so
have
I got
to
catch up.
Bro.
Yeah. No, hey, man, I got a week. I'm going to. I'm hitting Netflix hard this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Hitting Netflix hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get a flight. You got to have all this free time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Do it.
The Mighty Ducks, my wife agrees with me. She thinks that part 2 was the one.
Part 2 is the Olympics.
We thought differently, but we didn't do any checking because that would mean.
I did. I have the entire trilogy now. Oh. I downloaded all. Part 2 is the.
I was about to be like, you bought the trilogy? Okay. And then The Negotiator, I didn't see.
Well, I mean, you've seen that one. You don't have to watch again. That one's
I don't even think I've seen the entire movie, to be honest with you.
Get out, really?
No, I don't really think I've seen it. I think I've seen it in bits and pieces enough to go, okay, I know what's going on and know what's happening, but I don't know the plot twist. I know at the end, one of the, there's some dirty cops. I don't know what the fuck.
It's good cops, bad cops. But yeah.
All right. So they're making a new RoboCop.
I know. I keep seeing these like stills. Set pictures of the stills, the photos of.
Do you like the new uniform?
It looks like fucking Iron Man. It looks like Black Iron Man.
No.
The helmet looks different. Well, the helmet looks different, but the whole suit, like, it looks like. I liked the whole robot. Fake robot look of the original role. Like, they should have tried to stay truer to the RoboCop.
I disagree. Here's a reason why.
Unless they're going to CG something on there, and then that's going to suck.
At first, I was like, what the fuck is this? A gut reaction. My visceral, bam, I was like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck?
And then I was like, you know what? No. I'm okay with this because I would not have wanted them. If they were to come out with the same suit or anything even close to the same suit, I would have been like, oh, come on. Now we're just making a fucking... Now we're not even trying. Like, I would have been that. I know myself. Yeah, I would have been like, wait a minute, that's unfair. Because they have to make it different. Because if they don't, then they're just making RoboCop 5 or whatever the fuck they're
doing. Right. Yeah.
So I'm in for it. I don't know how I don't like the helmet being glass. I think that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Just shoot through that.
Yeah.
Like, probably.
That's like, you could just shoot him in the jaw, right? Yeah. Like, just shoot that guy in the jaw.
Yeah, just shoot him. Why can't you just shoot him in the jaw? Why is everybody going for the chest? I don't get this. Just go for the jaw.
The center man, he's got the... Like, you know that's the only part that's exposed. Like, I can see his jaw.
Yeah.
Just try
it. They gave me a bulletproof vest. What if they would have shot you in the face? That was a chance we were willing to take. So that's basically what they're doing what they did with RoboCop.
What do they shoot him in the face? They won't.
That was one of the most. That was one of those like true 80s movies. The RoboCop movie was one of the true 80s movies where it was like violence for the sake of violence.
Yeah, like it was just like, yeah, let's blow shit.
Guy exploding.
Yeah, when he's got all the nuclear waste or whatever, that shit gets on him and he's like, and then the car hits him and
Red Foreman.
Yeah.
And he just splattered
over the car. That 70s show.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like, Almighty have fallen. You go from doing a great movie like RoboCop, now you're on this fucking shitty sitcom for like 7 years. Jesus.
That guy's in a bunch of shit. That guy's an Oscar.
Hell yeah. That guy's awesome.
That guy's great. He's awesome.
But the show was great. Like, I'm talking shit about the show. I get it. It's a joke. All right, so what's your...
I had a serious movie last week, and
12 Monkeys. Oh yeah,
It's not. I mean, it wasn't a comedy.
No, I get you.
And so this week I'm gonna go with, and I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast before or not, but I'm gonna go with House Guest with Sinbad and Phil Hartman.
That was a good one. That was a fun movie.
I miss Phil Hartman. I love Phil Hartman. Yeah, I miss so much.
I miss Sinbad.
He came out with a special a couple years ago.
I mean, professionally, career wise, he died.
Soon. He came up with a special.
No, I'm kidding. He's fucking hilarious.
I love that guy.
He was in Fort Lauderdale last year or a year and a half ago.
I don't know who keep on talking shit about Sinbad. He's fucking great.
Destroyed. He did like 2 hours.
Really?
Destroyed. Wow. The fuck. And this is me 2 years ago, so I'm like a seven year old comic, looking at him from the perspective of like, oh, let's see what this fucking guy's got.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck. Fuck. Destroy the room.
But
2 hours. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, let's cut it back.
But that's how you know he's black. When he does 2 hour headline shows with an opener, like, holy fuck.
But I'll tell you right now, that like watching Sinbad, I remember seeing, like, that's when I was watching a lot of comedy, that era, that Sinbad era.
That first special he did, when the one he was outside in Jamaica, or I think it was the Caribbean, Bahamas, somewhere where he was outside, it was in the Caribbean.
I don't remember that one.
Dude, he...
But they're all funny. There's like three, four. The son of a preacher man.
I don't know the names of them. It's really funny.
Yeah.
When he was talking about the girl in the McDonald's, like shaking the fries, and like dudes being like, we could check out a chick that works at McDonald's with no problem.
Yeah.
But the moment the dudes at McDonald's, women be like, who you think you're looking at? Like, you got, dude.
I still claim to this day that Dave Chappelle stole that sketch from that bit.
I don't know what sketch you're talking about.
You know that Calvin's got a job, and he's like, hey girls, how you doing? He's like, ew, motherfucker, you smell like French fries. That whole bit, that whole sketch.
That's funny. I don't know. I think it's But he still, in the sketch, he got married and he was with a chick.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
No. But I mean, I love Sinbad. I think that guy's fucking great. And this movie is fun. Like, it's just like a big goofy movie, that I enjoy. And Phil Hartman, I just miss Phil Hartman. He's my favorite SNL cast member of all time.
More than Eddie?
Huh?
More than Eddie?
More than Eddie who? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
On SNL?
Eddie who? Did you just Eddie say who? Eddie who?
On Eddie
the
Murphy?
Fuck?
Eddie Murphy who? Is great, but I don't remember him from Saturday Night.
Because you weren't alive in the 70s.
No, but like, I don't think of him
but as... But he's an SNL
alone. Yeah. But he's the only one that didn't go to that, like 25 years.
No, like three of them that didn't go.
But he was the biggest one.
Yeah.
The other ones were dead.
No. There was a couple that didn't go. It was only like two of them that didn't go. Like two or three. But yeah, he was the glaring.
Like you would, yeah. Like
he's the because he's like the only funny black character that fucking had, actor they've had there.
He's the only one that made it really big. And I'm friends with
Vanessa Mitchell. Was there a few years ago. But Vanessa will tell you, like, they didn't put him in anything.
Yeah.
That was like.
It's a whole weird animal that SNL thing.
So.
But yeah, so House Guest. That's my pick.
House Guest. I'm going to go with a comedy because I haven't done a comedy in a while. Looking at my picks, at my previous picks, I haven't done a comedy in a while. I'm going to go with My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, that one's for the Utes.
The Utes.
That was the Utes one.
That was definitely
these two one. Utes. What?
What? Utes.
The Utes.
Yeah, the Utes. You know, the Utes. If I would have remembered that, I wouldn't have brought it up now. But yeah, that's
My Cousin Vinny. That's fucking great.
That's a
great fucking movie too.
I really do.
The Karate Kid gets arrested.
I really don't understand how she won the Oscar for that.
Yeah,
that boggles my fucking mind. Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, and who I was in love with, Marissa. I love Marissa.
Academy Award winner. For what, you ask? My cousin Vinny. Holy shit.
I would love to see who she was up against.
I wouldn't. Just because I wouldn't.
Like it would just make
I
you
would
so
feel so bad for them. On one hand, I'm glad that she did because people never win it for comedies.
Yeah, it's true.
And so I would have root. Like if that movie came out right now, I would root for it. If it got nominated, I would root for it just because it's a comedy.
Because the same way you rooted for
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, Bridesmaids, Melissa. Yeah.
What a first name basis.
Melissa McCarthy.
First name. Melissa.
Yeah.
But just because it's a comedy, but it's like, holy fuck. They gave it to like, wow.
That's awesome.
I thought it was great. I showed my wife the movie a few years ago. She had never seen it. We watched it. I'm like, did you like it? She's like, yeah. I'm like, didn't Marissa Tomei did good? Yeah. You know she won the Academy Award for that? She's like, what?
No, yeah.
She didn't.
No.
I was like, yeah.
No.
Said, no.
That's yeah. Or if you're like, I'm not joking. No, okay. All right. We'll let this charade continue. Okay.
So, yeah, My Cousin Vinny. I'm going to go with My Cousin Vinny this pick. Give me a second, and I'll try to look for the list.
Oh, okay.
You know the list.
I know the list.
You know.
It's the Sun Bleep list.
Mike decided that we should bleep out the...
Every time we mention Sunshine, I'm just going to bleep shit
out. It's the Sun... And how's Sean doing?
Huh?
Have you talked to her recently?
Yeah, we talked.
Oh, okay. You don't want to talk about it?
Nope.
All right, cool.
She asked me not to.
Okay, hey, I'm not even looking at you. Now people, when they hear that, they're going to see like, why isn't Harry looking at him with a fucking dickheaded face?
Yeah.
And that...
Now you're getting real paranoid.
No.
You're turning
because people are going to look. People are going to hear that. This is all they hear. All they hear is the following. All they hear was, you don't want to talk about it? And you said, no. And then I said, okay. And then silence. And then you go, she asked me not to. That would imply that I was looking at you with a face and putting my hands up in the air going like, what the fuck, man? Come on, let's do this. But I wasn't. I was looking down at my phone and fucking looking through her email to find a name. And all of a sudden I hear, she asked me not to. And I'm like, what? Nobody fucking, what? I never even, okay. I had dropped it. I never, all right, whatever. So I was just clarifying that shit. For that. All right. So
just trying to be subversive.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she go with last time? The Mighty Ducks.
Well, she said True Lies.
Yeah.
And then I vetoed.
Right.
And then Mighty Ducks.
One of my favorite all-time movies. Favorite all-time movies.
And has it come up in a... In...
No. Legends of the Fall.
Okay.
One of my favorite
all-time movies. That's a great movies. Movie. But...
Fucking favorite. Yeah,
it's good.
Favorite. You say that one more time.
What?
And we're not brothers. I would allow that once because you loved it. Once more, we are not brothers. Like, I'm totally destroying the line, but that,
yeah.
I just love that movie. Dude, when he jumps in the fucking way of his dad, because dad's,
I don't know this movie.
What?
I've never seen it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it won
right,
a ton of
it. It's in the fucking, right there. It's on the rack. It's on the fucking rack. Tonight, you are going home. This is a fucking epic, bro. Epic movie.
I want to see it.
I would say
I've never
Brad Pitt's finest work.
Really?
Period.
The best of the Brad Pitts.
Period.
Not
even a question.
I'm going to do a Copland, Legends of the Fall. I'll start with Copland and then go on to Legends of the Fall.
And dude, did you see this week's episode of South Park?
No, I didn't see it.
It was so great, bro. It had so much of everything. Like, they made fun of so many different topics that you couldn't really figure it out.
Yeah.
You couldn't really classify, like, oh, they're making fun of this or they're making fun of that. Like, oh, that's this episode. Dude, they throw in the fucking Bane voice.
Oh, really?
So well. Like, they sneak it in there at the very end where you go, oh, dude, it's so fucking good. And it sounds... Like they got Bane.
It sounds that. Like yeah, they got Tom Hardy to do it.
They got the synthesizer that made Tom Hardy's voice sound like that. To the point that I was looking online for the mask to see if they sell a mask that
like the Darth voice. Vader voice. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want the mask just because I want to be unintelligible and not be able to be understood. So I'm gonna buy the mask.
Legends of the Fall.
One of my favorite all time movies. It's really fucking good.
I'm gonna watch it. That's one I've true romanced before.
Every
where someone's like, oh, Legend of the Fall, and I'm like, yes.
You did it with me in the podcast earlier episode when I talked about that scene, or like you say that once more, and you're like, ah.
I know that scene. I know what scene you're talking about because I've seen that before, but I've never seen the whole movie.
So good,
yeah,
so good. Like it's.
So the premise is that Brad Pitt and his brother,
brothers,
is a. Love this, are all having sex with the same girl?
No, that's not the premise.
Oh, okay.
That's not the premise.
That's all I got from the clip.
That's the premise of the porn version of that movie. The porn of Legends of the Halls. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. I don't know what the
Legends
porn
of the Balls? Really?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm not really? Punny. You're punny. You're a puntastic machine. So I'm not that dude.
Puntastic. We hit like a soundboard. We need that fucking guy. We need that soundboard.
Yeah, we do. Just
call.
I would get that soundboard and just make when right now when you were like, oh, we need that, and you were like the way you were struggling to like, I just kid, I kept staring at you. I just would have put that soundboard and be like, wah, wah, wah.
I still think the best is the losing on Price is Right noise.
No,
I'm gonna put it in right now.
All right, so. I don't know even where to go with that. We're going to put it in right now. All right, so those are the old school picks. I want to introduce a old school song of the week. And I'm not going to make a pick because my old school songs will all most likely be hip-hop or pop.
Hip-hop or pop.
And
we're going to go through all of Stevie B's catalog.
We're going to go with every week.
Every week, it's a new Stevie B hit.
My eyes. But... That song was great.
Look at you. You're so excited about the idea.
But like, because I didn't even think about CBB and I was like, oh
shit, CBB. Every week, bro.
But you, but I know you're really into music. So,
the intro last week was Jungle Boogie.
Yeah.
I'm not
a fan of that song.
Why? That's an awesome song from Pulp Fiction soundtrack. A lot of my favorite older songs are usually movie related, though.
Well, because there's so much music in movies.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's understandable. But I'm not a fan of Jungle Boogie. I was like,
okay.
And I always like.
Well, you wanted me to use of the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. You wanted me to use the Bring the Gimp song.
Yeah,
which raised a lot of questions.
All you had to use was that one part,
the intro part. Yeah.
That's all you had to use. You didn't have to go through the whole song. You only needed 10 seconds of it, and then started the intro. But no, you fucking chose
on principle alone.
You're like, let's go with. And then your response was, when I go, why'd you choose that song? I thought I told you go with because you asked me which song did I go to.
Jungle Boogie, and you're like, oh, okay.
You said the song. I go the song from Pulp Fiction. the Bring the Gimp song. And you go, is that Jungle Boogie? And I go, yeah. Because I don't know the names of these songs. So I got away with one. I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, like, yeah, he said Jungle Boogie, so I'm going to go with Jungle Boogie. And so when I told you, why'd you go with the song? You go, you told me to go with Jungle Boogie. I'm like, well, yes, but you snuck it in there because you knew that that was the name of the fucking song I wanted. Anyways.
Knowledge is power.
Well, here's my friend. Here's the funniest part to me is that you go, I just wanted a song that started with a gong. And I was like, there's a freestyle song that starts with a, or there's a booty song that starts with a gong too. You could have gone with that one.
That's what I'm using this week.
Oh, Jesus. So that's why you heard what you heard this week. But I just wanted the fucking ba-na-na-na, ba-na-na-na, bam. Whatever. I think it was a cool pick. It would have been a cool
pick. The beauty is I can go back and put that song in, and you're going to sound like a crazy person right now. Like, oh, I wanted to hear. It's like, dude, I just gave it to you. Relax.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Yeah, by now, everybody knows that that's not what you
meant to do.
You weren't going to do that.
No. I don't. I got a bunch to choose from now. Let's see which one I pick.
Inception. Inception. Inception.
Oh,
hey. So, feet. So what's the old school song? Basically,
I'm gonna go with we go real old school, like 60s.
I don't, bro. You see, this is what I fucking hate.
Yeah, because my friend in California
right now is laughing his ass off. Because I get so frustrated.
We've read the script.
I'm so fucking frustrated at you're like, wait, what do you mean by fucking pick a song that you haven't heard in a long time or that's an old school song that you like and that's it. We had James Brown last week. We had,
James Brown doesn't have to be jazz.
It doesn't have to be something cheesy.
I'm going
to
go. I have one. I'm going to go with Beach Boys. I'm going to go with Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. I haven't heard that one in a long time and I fucking
I like that
too.
Song, but for some reason, and it stuck with me as a kid. I liked it as a kid, and even though I was an adult. Whenever somebody brings up Beach Boys, I'm like, Kokomo is the only song in my eyes. Like,
Kokomo, it's because you love John Stamos. You want to have a thousand of his babies.
Who doesn't? I challenge you. I challenge you to find somebody who does not like John Stamos.
The world loves John Stamos.
Who the fuck? Have you ever met somebody that goes, oh, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. You're right. I don't know.
Nobody.
John Stamos. You just opened my eyes. Man. He's an amazing
man. Giving, kind, generous,
he played the drums.
Funny.
He went on tour.
He still does. He does
the Beach Boys.
He still goes on tour every once in a while. And he'll do like random where he plays the drums, and it's just like who does it? But Kokomo is just such a feel good song.
It really is a solid song. But I'm not going. It's not old school enough for me, so I'm going Good Vibrations off Pet Sounds. That's what I'm going with this week. That's what I'm feeling. Album? Pet Sounds. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That's the name of the album.
Who fuck knows the names of Beach Boy albums? That's not 60 years old.
Me.
Yeah.
I do.
That's why you don't have a girlfriend, Mike.
I know.
That and the fact that you can't come in. So you're gonna go with Good Vibrations.
And then you yell at me for making you look like an asshole when you just backed it up.
Well, no. I choose when I'm the asshole. I choose it. Don't fucking ever presume to choose my asshole moments.
Yeah.
I choose my asshole moments.
I will tell you when I am being an asshole.
I will tell you when I am being unfair to somebody just because they don't know how they feel or what they want in life. I will tell you, sir. No, thank you.
No more questions.
No more questions. That's got to go in the fucking intro, man. No more questions. So great. Anyways. Man. We're revamping the intro. We've added a couple new. By now, you've heard it, so we've added a couple new lines. So
next year, the intro will be the entire podcast, and we're just like, "Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?" And then
the end,
and then old school picks, bop, 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 and then done. And that's it. And it's like if you want to listen to us 90 minutes of movie quotes, yeah. You just put on "What's Up, Bro" podcast. But we've trimmed it down, though.
It was getting a little out of hand, and now we're just pick and choosing the.
I don't think it was getting a little out of hand. I just think that we were
stale
in the beginning. We just chose long chunks, and we chose a few long chunks, and then we started adding more chunks, but kept the long chunks in, the big chunks in there. And we were like, let's cut that down. Yeah, let's cut that down.
But
this last week, episode 40 was a little bit too short. I was like,
I want more quotes.
I want more quotes.
I got the feeling.
That would be a good one, too.
Which one?
You're going to have your cornbread. That's a fucking great movie too. No, fucking what's it called?
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
That's a good. That's a great.
Fucking love that movie.
That's a great.
And I would have kept it on my list, but I just couldn't help myself with that. With that.
Yeah.
With that. You're gonna have that cornbread.
You're gonna have that cornbread.
You're gonna have your cornbread. Damn right, I'm gonna have my cornbread. I'm from New York City. There's gonna be some consequences and repercussions. And the next scene. Eddie Murphy getting the knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great, that's a good.
Really great movie. Underrated.
Underrated. Underrated.
There's a lot of underrated Eddie Murphy movies because they, there was a lot of them.
The Haunted Mansion. The
wow.
Let's Dr. Doolittle 2.
Oh, Dr. Doolittle 1 that even wasn't even, ugh. no, I think Metro is underrated.
Yes, I'll give you Metro.
Metro's underrated. Metro. I think Life is underrated.
Yeah.
I think Showtime is underrated. It gets really...
I like Showtime.
Yeah, and it got really horrible press, and it became an instant joke where, like, fucking Eddie Murphy and De Niro.
Robert De Niro. And they, I'm they, like, they made, yeah,
such a,
Eddie Murphy.
They made such a cheesy movie. I'm like, no, it's a good fucking movie,
it's
dude.
A comedy. Like,
it's a funny action.
That's when De Niro had first started getting into the not doing serious movies thing.
No. He got into it with Rocky and Bullwinkle. Let's take it easy.
I don't remember when that came out.
Trust me. Rocky and Bullwinkle came out before. Another movie that he was in with Rene Russo. Well, speaking of Showtime.
Look at you with your savant knowledge. Mm-hmm. What album was that on?
I don't think it was an album. Rene Russo, everything after Lethal Weapon, I just kind of see her as the same. Like, why aren't you with Mel Gibson? Oh, because he's racist. Okay. Again, I don't care, Mel. If you listen to this, I really don't care.
He still loves Braveheart.
Braveheart number one in my book. Is the best movie of all time in my eyes.
I can't argue with you.
My second favorite is Gladiator.
Yeah.
And my third favorite is Glad He Ate Her.
Porno.
All right.
And porn.
Joking. Who knows?
I had a little tweet exchange with a porn star back and forth.
Let's talk about this, my friend.
You know Brooklyn Lee? She was there when we did the Woo Bro outing. To the porn convention. She was one of them. And I just started following her for...
You know one of the 17,000 porn stars that were at the huge convention?
She was the one that when I asked about the porn draft and who they wanted, she was one of those.
Stupid ones.
Yeah. And
I couldn't get the concept of a fucking porn draft.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a rocket science.
But so...
I'd be the quarterback.
I want to be the one that doesn't get hurt that much.
Oh, fuck.
The whole point is that we're just need an excuse to watch more pornography. Just pick who you want to fuck.
Just plant
that seed in my mind and then I can get the fuck out of here. Just say it. But so I was tweeting.
I'd be the coach. No, that'd be more like Adam. Oh, fuck you.
Stop talking.
God,
someone put a
Jesus.
Cock in their mouth.
Seriously.
And, but
there's a reason why your dad molested you as a kid. Hurry up.
I don't want to go there. I don't remember what I did. She tweeted something about, that escalated quickly. So I just replied with the picture of the guy with Will Ferrell from Anchorman going, well, that escalated quick. I just sent it a picture. And she's like, oh, she retweeted it. And then I wrote back. I was like, oh, I was just retweeted by whatever, Brooklyn Lee. Does that mean we're married now? And then she's like, I guess so, or whatever, something like that. It's like, when can you start? And then I was like, next time you're in Miami, like just back and forth. So like, next time I'm in Miami, I'm going to have sex with Brooklyn Lee. Yeah.
Would you have sex with a porn star?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because let me fuck her feet.
It would have to be... Inception. I would have to let... I don't know. Like,
would you just...
Hypothetically, if I wasn't married...
Right.
It depends on the porn star, bro. It really does. Like, if it's one of my top...
Yeah.
I would like... But if you're just a chick that goes, I'm a porn star, I'd be like, no, I'm not.
No. You could. You couldn't. It could just be someone who says
it has
a porn
to be
star.
Like
someone that you've seen and been like, oh yeah.
It has to be like somebody, like a name. At that point, I would strictly be like a name fucker. Where I'm like,
I just want to have sex.
Just for a name, just be like, who? Evangelina? Yeah, I fucked her. Like, you know what I mean? It would have to be one of those things.
That would be. Well, no, you would pass out. Your brain would explode.
She just shaved her head bald.
Completely?
Yeah.
You can put a wig on her.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I think she did it for a movie, too. She tweeted something about that. She's like...
Are they doing the V for Vendetta porn?
She did a hashtag Brazzers. She's like, oh, check out the new Brazzers. And then she took out a picture She's like on set and she took a picture and I'm like, I think they're gonna do something where they have to shave, like we have to shave her head or whatever. And I'm just like, no.
If it's the V for Vendetta porn movie.
I didn't even think, well, first of all, you're like 10 years late on the.
But they just did fucking Star Trek The Next Generation.
They didn't just do it, they just redid it, but they've done a thousand of those.
Probably.
All right, so, no, it's just, I didn't want to fuck Natalie Portman when she was bald. I didn't want to fuck G.I. Jane when she was bald.
Demi Moore.
I really wanted to fuck Britney Spears when she was bald.
Yeah, that was a different
reason, though. That's the only reason. Like, Britney Spears, I wanted, I mean, people are like, oh, she was fat and bald. I'm like, I would have fucked that fat, bald chick way before 99% of you fucking heifers in this office.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. Like, that bitch is so blazing. Even when she was quote-unquote fat, she was like a size 10. Like, you fucking heifers in an office, I wish you could be a size 10.
I wasn't going to try and rationalize her physical appearance. I would have just been like, I just want to be the low point of her crazy moments. I want to be the bottom of the barrel. Like, gosh, she shaved her head. She gave a bunch of weight. She's doing all these drugs.
She fucked some dude. She hit a car with an umbrella.
I want to be that.
She fucked a fat comic.
She fucked some fucking fat comedian in the club, like, on stage. Like, she just fucking sucked his dick right there. That was like her low point, and then people were like, how does it feel to be Britney Spears' low point? I'd be like, feels pretty good, guys. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Name recognition is a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure to check out my website, such and such.
Yeah.
Speaking of Britney the website, fucker. Make sure you go to the Tumblr page, the WooBro Tumblr page, WooBro.tumblr.com.
I actually, you know what? I love that this is the thing that you're kind of taking control, like you're kind of spearheading it more than me.
You haven't touched the Tumblr.
I haven't put anything on it because I'm enjoying what you're doing so much.
I'm like, this is great. As I'm listening to the episodes, I'm like, and we'll tumble this, and we'll put this in the Tumblr, and we'll put that in the Tumblr, and
I love it. I love it so much. Even I, because then I won't know what you're seeing while or what you're picturing while you're listening or while you're posting shit up. So then I get surprised. I'm like, oh, this is a great picture of Edith Bunker.
Yeah, she's getting rammed.
Yeah.
Oh, Archie. So check out the Tumblr page. Submit your old school pics. If you guys don't keep submitting your old school pics, it's fine. I mean, Bleepshine has submitted more than enough. So I want to say thank you, Sunbleep, to all the pics because we got a great list.
It's a solid list.
She has not missed.
They're all good.
She has not missed. I mean, you haven't seen the list.
No.
I've seen the list.
I'm telling you, all that she's picked have been good. I can't fault her.
Yeah.
No. True Lies, I fucking love True Lies.
You can't fault her for many things.
No, I can't.
So, dun, 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 as well as dun, dun, her dun, picks dun, and movies. Dun, 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 and then the Big Brown Shark. You gotta do the Jaws theme song before that.
No. Like, I was just doing dramatic, like. Dun, 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 dun. Da, da,
da, da. And then you broke up with her. You're gonna need a bigger boat. Oh, we're getting delusional and silly.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you guys check out the website. That's the episode for this week. I'll be in New York. I'll be in LA next week. I'll be in LA as of tomorrow. So
by the time this goes up, you will be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Doing all the big time in Hollywood shit.
Trying to do it big in Hollywood.
I do want to promote this cool thing that we're doing on Thursday. So if this comes out Wednesday.
So if you're listening to this on WooBro Wednesday or the following day, Thursday.
Or Thursday. Yes. On Thursday, we're doing a show at the Miami Improv. It's basically a Twitter roast where we're going to have a Twitter wall. And as the comedians are performing, you get to. If you hashtag it appropriately, if you like hashtag your tweets right, I think it's like MIA roast or MIA improv something.
We're gonna give our proper information on this.
It's go to the MIA improv at MIA improv on Twitter and follow them. Follow me at Mike Mercadal, and then you're gonna be able to talk shit about me and all the comedians you see on stage, and it's gonna show up on the wall. This is going to be either the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. But either way, it looks really fucking fun. I'm gonna have a ball. But it's Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Get there. If you say my name, it's free to get in. Free at the box.
If you say you're one of the Mercadites, you'll be charged double.
Yeah,
because nobody knows what that is.
People be like, "What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?" Yeah, it's $18.
But yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. And then I'll be back there on the 23rd too.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I'll be in LA this week. So, yeah.
And then you'll be too famous and I'm going to have to find somebody else to host Woo Bro Pod.
Yeah. That's yeah. You're right.
I love the
you're
look
gonna
of him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to hold on to it. Sure. Yeah, you'll hold on to the name and I'll just find something else to pay for. Oh, and I'll start again.
Damn.
Yeah,
to pay
for more bandwidth.
I can't sneak that in again.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. He's like, I do all the post-production on the bandwidth that you pay for, so I keep the name. That's all right. That's going to happen. Sure. Right, so make sure you check out the website, woobro.tumblr.com. That's the Tumblr page. And check out at NaryScience.com. Check out Mike Mercadal. And, of course, on Twitter, at Mike Mercadal, at NaryScience, at WooBroPod. And make sure you get that and do it and subscribe and retweet. And you can do it from your iPhones now. So stop being lazy bitches. And I'm talking to the guys, to the ladies who are lazy. Stop being lazy females. I don't want a woman to hear that be like, he's just calling me a bitch. Like, no, not you, honey. I meant...
The guys are being bitches. You're being an asshole.
You're being a jerk. You're being meanie.
You're being a meanie. Being insensitive.
So thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for whoever went to the Mark Wyden show last week with Otto and George. You guys were really fun, really great. And you bought a lot of shirts. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. My daughter appreciates that. So in her words, ah. And that's all she could say right now. And make sure you subscribe and retweet because that's how winning is done.
Done, man. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.